Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Hello and welcome to the IGN UK podcast. My name is Gav Murphy, no matter what the people are trying to say. I'm also joined by two lovely boys, Joe.
Hello.
And Rory.
Hello.
Yay.
Hey.
How you guys doing? It's a beautiful day. We're about to go watch England lose in spectacular fashion to Belgium. But we're very sad for you.
But we got a couple of icy brews.
We have got some icy brews.
What were we drinking, lads?
Oh, we've got quite a cosmopolitan little selection here. I've got a Cuban beer called Cerveza Cristal.
Because you have to your name is Cuban Pete for the rest of the podcast.
I would very happily be Cuban Pete.
We all have code names. I'm drinking a beer called The Big Swell by the Maui Brewing Company. What's my nickname?
Big Kahuna.
Maui Pete. very creative.
And I've got a little tasty number called Brewdog Indie Pale Ale. It's like fucking broken biscuits of beers, because
basically, yeah,
we just wanted a beer.
Yeah, and we don't have enough.
Yeah, we didn't have enough.
Search on the back of the fridge where all like the old beers are.
So the ones you're drinking is Presence. One of them's from Dale, Cuba. One of them's from me, Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Hawaii, yeah.
It is good. It's very good.
I fucking
loved
that beer. Yes, I bought so much when I was over there. It was fucking pathetic.
That's tropical citrus hop.
Like, you know when you go on holidays and you get something that you really like? Every time we were going to the supermarket, I was like, I'll just buy 6 to 12 cans. Just in case we get somewhere and something's like, we're literally on the island to bruise it.
What if this one supermarket 100 meters from the other one that does do it doesn't do it?
I believe we'll be okay.
That's like when I go to America, but with Wheat Thins.
Yeah.
I'll go to the store and I'll be like, oh, I'll just pick up some Wheat Thins. Just in case we need some Wheat Thins. Like, oh, I got a couple boxes. I don't know when we're going back to the store, so I'll get some Wheat
Thins. I did not know you like Wheat Thins.
What the fuck are the secret gem of the world?
What's a Wheat Thin?
A Wheat Thin is like a cracker that you can eat. They're in little squares.
You
wheat squares.
So far.
This is why it's confusing. They're as bad as... They
sound rubbish. It's like being obsessed with Ritz crackers.
Oh, okay.
I mean, but they're
freaking incredible.
But what do they taste like? Because like, you like quite sweet stuff.
No, I like savory stuff.
Well, I've seen you eat a lot of sweet stuff.
But dipped in salt, Gavin. Yeah. You can get ranch ones, and I like those.
Oh,
ranch flavor.
Okay, now we're talking.
Oh, yeah. Lead with
some...
the ranch.
Yeah.
Lead with the ranch, Maui Pete. Jesus.
How are you enjoying the Maui... What's it called? Big Swell.
Big Swell.
The good?
And it is swell. Delicious.
I can see a big swell on the table from you.
How's that Cerveza Cristal?
It tastes like Corona. And as such, good.
But Powers, you've just been in America.
I have. I've been there for,
ever.
Like 2.5 weeks.
Did you clear that? Because Al was very confused.
No, absolutely not.
Every day that Al came in and you weren't here, he was very confused by the situation.
Even when I requested the time off, I did it day at a time. So I would just... I'm going to show up on Monday. I was like, I'll take that one off.
Yeah. I'm playing it by ear. Like,
the day before.
Ever heard of improv, Al?
Yeah. I'm basically riffing a holiday here.
Yeah. It's called jazz.
Look it up, idiot.
I'm flicking a coin on the FaceTime call.
Like Two-Face.
He's like, get home now.
Yeah, it was great. Me, Joe, and Dale were out for E3, and then I stayed on an extra week to hang out with my LA fam and do some cool stuff out there.
That sounds like you referring to your like people who love you, like fans in LA. Yeah. Hanging out with my LA fam.
F-A-M family.
Were you there for the Logan Paul KSI? Because you would have been there for the when they had the press conference, because they're going to fight each other.
That was in LA?
Yeah, that was in LA, yeah. It was on home turf. It was on the Paul's home turf.
I cannot watch
Mate,
that.
I watched it the other day. Have you watched it?
I haven't.
I can't handle, like, I'm not an aggressive person, but I don't mind a confrontation. But that level of aggression makes me feel fucking ill.
I saw someone really...
Oh, it's buzzing.
...really brutally put down their chat between the two of them.
Oh, it's pathetic.
Just by saying, you can really tell a YouTuber because when they don't have jump cuts in what they talk about, they sound shit.
And well, they do, to be fair, because it's like... Because I was watching a video recently. I think I stuck in our Slack channel. It was like the funniest weigh-ins ever. Because that's really funny because like the two fighters coming together, they weigh in.
Bumping and noses
and
stuff.
And they do some funny stuff. This, I can't work out if these guys, sorry, if you don't know who Logan Paul and KSI are.
Good.
Yeah. Skip forward about 8 minutes and your life will be better for it. But they, I can't tell if it's all stage or if they genuinely dislike each other.
Well, because I
don't know, man. I think it might be all stage. So I was watching it and I put it in Premiere and I watched their faces really close. just to
That's
see
so
if
weird.
I could get any like little ticks. And it's not so much KSI or Logan Paul. It's the other ones who aren't as good as them.
Right.
And I've zoomed in on KSI's mate's face and I don't think... I don't think it's real.
He's giggling.
I don't think it's real. No, he's not giggling, but he's just acting badly.
Has he got his lines written down on his hand?
Well, one of Logan Paul's like Instagram story things was in my like Discover page recommended, and I clicked to view it, and it was just
Is that because you look like you should be Rory Paul, basically?
The third brother,
Yeah, I went to the famous LA suicide forest, and...
my little fucking Toy Story hat on.
It was just him being like... Like, I thought he was just going to be doing an update on one of his videos and stuff, but it was just him close up just being like, yo, KSI's got a little baby carrot dick! And then it's like...
That is funny.
Yeah, I know, but I was like, this sounds really like he's going out of his... It's not at the conference. He's doing it now in his own on his own feeds and stuff.
Thing is, unless I did have a baby carrot dick, I'd get my dick out constantly. So if I was KSI,
I'm a bit worried then because you don't get your dick out constantly.
Yeah,
well,
I have a baby carrot dick. Yeah, so that's why I keep it in.
Oh,
actually, I feel like if I did have a baby carrot dick, I would get out and be like, "Look at this!
No, you wouldn't.
It's crazy, but I still fuck with it
like a rabbit.
Don't rabbits eat it? Shut up." That's not how rabbits work. I'll tell you how rabbits work. I got a carrot dick. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So if I was KSI, I'd just get my dick out in front of all these people and be like, all right, he's got to get arrested, I guess, now because he's got his dick out.
That hasn't been done
at
a weigh-in yet. Yeah. Usually they'll get up in their grill, but no one's actually dropped trowel.
No one's come in on stilts and make the other guy's nose touch his dick. That's the real
weigh-in. That's next level, yeah.
But I was watching it, and I'm kind of weirdly interested in it, like a car crash. And I want to see what happens in the fight because... I feel like as well.
Well, they're both going to be shit at boxing.
Well, KSI's actually not bad at boxing.
I think they've both been training
and they've been
pretty
training
hard.
A lot. And KSI's done another fight before, and he's not bad. He's probably a dickhead, but he's not bad at boxing. And I just kind of feel like with other boxers, all that shit is kind of not really realistic. I guess to promote the fight, and then when the fight is over, I mean, from what I know from the Rocky and Creed films, there's a respect between the fighters, and then at the end they're like you're cool, Ivan Drago, he's all right, even though he killed Apollo Creed. Like that always happens at the end of every fight. But I feel like with these two, they genuinely dislike each other, but at some point, one person is going to lose.
Well, it's like with Conor McGregor, he does this whole thing. Yeah. But then at the end of the fight, he's like, all right, fair play. Even if I lost, he's like, nice dude, shakes hands.
He is the one that threw stuff through someone else's bus recently.
That was pretty bad.
He's not a great guy, I don't think.
But I feel like if Logan Paul won, he'd just be like, I knocked out Carrot Dick! He'd still be like, absolutely praising it.
And that's the thing that
it's because weigh-ins never end if you're a personality on the internet. You have
to do that the whole time.
That's a really good point.
It's all the way in.
Lifelong way in. You never get to
fight. All your videos are just you face to face with your webcam.
But also at the same time, they've both made like this, like subs from reacting to other people's videos. So a boxing match weigh in is the ultimate react thing, because the basic, cause one of them is making a video. I've watched this. I went down a hole recently. I was looking to buy a phone and I went down this fucking crazy KSI Logan Paul hole. And so one of them will do a video. Then the next KSI video will be like, oh, KSI reacting to Logan Paul's vlog. And then it'll be like, Logan Paul reacting to KSI reacting to Logan Paul's vlog. And it's like, it just,
because people love it, man. Like just drama. Like,
so weird.
YouTube,
we need to start some beef.
Horrible.
Yeah, YouTube,
who should we start some
beef
with?
It's become like a weird like reality TV show thing a lot of the time, which is just like people watching videos of other people reacting to videos.
I feel like
people love it. People love like drama.
I've got a friend whose whole thing, he doesn't watch YouTubers. He watches YouTubers who talk about drama between YouTubers.
Yeah, that's
it's
the
like,
whole thing.
It's a step underneath into fucking hell.
Isn't that like Philip DeFranco? Isn't that what he does? Yeah. Like he just talks about like YouTube beef, basically.
So boring.
I just like boring. Make something instead.
Different world, man. Shit. Different world, isn't it?
So anyway, this KSI fight.
So who are we getting beef with?
So anyway, YouTubers are shit.
I wonder if you could have beef with. Do you reckon? Because obviously YouTube is so massive. Do you reckon there are people out there just constantly calling out KSI and trying to start beef with them?
100%.
I would really like to find those videos, like someone with like two subs being like, yeah, KSI's got a little baby carrot thing. Me and my bro Logan Paul knows it.
Adding him into all the Twitter arguments and stuff. Yeah.
And like, oh shit, KSI called me out, thumbnail. I need to be like, stop ringing my ass. But Powers, you weren't there for the Logan Paul.
I wasn't,
KSI,
unfortunately.
Thing.
A whole different fight.
You were there for the Overwatch League.
Yeah, I got to stay out and finally watch the finals for the Stage 4 competition.
They're
in the
up
Overwatch
to Stage
League.
4.
They're up to Stage
wow,
4
we
already.
We lost track a little bit.
Yeah,
it was
did.
Really cool. I've been to the Riot Esports Stadium that they have there in Los Angeles. And I've heard that the Blizzard one is really cool. And I can confirm it is.
It looks small.
It's surprisingly big, because I think on camera they only show that first row of seats, but then there's actual like stands behind it that go up.
Oh, why don't they show that? It always looks so empty.
No, it's like it's pretty
like a fucking
packed.
White community center.
And then obviously they have that huge like LED or whatever wraparound screen.
Yeah.
So it's like next up you're going to Hanamura, and then all of a sudden it's like you're in the middle of Hanamura, like the whole map just goes around you.
Were you in the front bit or in the stands?
A little bit of both.
Just running around.
Taking some photos, running around, man of many faces.
He was like, yeah, I got it for work, so I had to pretend I was doing work there. They were like, is that a camera they use on IGN? He's like, that's an iPhone.
They use it sometimes.
Yeah. We keep it real.
But what was really cool was when I was there, the LA team, LA Valiant, beat New York Excelsior, who are the best team in Overwatch esports. So I was like there when the home team won the finals.
That's awesome.
So everyone was going crazy. It was a really cool experience. I definitely recommend checking out if you're into esports or anything like that and live in the LA area.
How much can you get a ticket for?
I think because that was the finals, tickets were sold out. And it was like,
how'd you get in then?
25,
beef.
30.
You were
back
beefing with someone.
I was trying to beef with all of the Blizzard staff. I think it was like 25 or 30 pounds, but that was for the finals.
Okay.
So I assume like mid-season stuff, it's a little cheaper, but it's very cool. And I got some free mashed potatoes.
Hell yeah.
What did you mean you got some free mash? They're just chucking out free mashed potato to people?
No. There was like a press room where they were serving free mashed potatoes.
Mashed potato, man!
Who loves mash? They got the big gun, the t-shirt cannon, firing
That's
spots.
What I was like, you know when you go to baseball and they're like, it's rubber nose night. And everyone's got like a rubber nose. And I was like, hey, it's mashed potato night at the Overwatch League.
Mash.
You got with a little trebuchet, just woof, into people's heads.
Covered in mash.
Like a foam party in our FIFA.
Came here for the games.
To clarify, the press room had mashed potatoes.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, there was no mash cannon. No, there was
just
other food
some
as
big
well.
Bowl.
But the mashed potatoes were lit. They were so good.
I've never seen mashed potato at a buffet press event.
Really?
No.
Oh, man, you're on the wrong events. Everyone. I choose my events very specifically.
By ringing him up.
Will there be mash?
What's the mash situation at the Overwatch League? But speaking about Overwatch, it literally just announced a new hero as we came in here as well.
Yeah.
Hammy the Hamster.
Hammond.
We think he's called Hammond. It must be Hammond.
I think it is, yeah.
But
why do you think he's called Hammond?
Because he's been referenced in Overwatch lore. He's specimen 8 on the Horizon Lunar Colony. And so there was this weird thing. Yesterday morning, there was this Reddit thread that went up. And it said, I think I've worked out who the next Overwatch hero is. Because everyone's been going, it's Hammond, because they've been teasing a Horizon Lunar Colony thing.
Yeah.
And everyone assumed Hammond was a little chimp.
Yes, yeah.
I guess just because of Donkey Kong, because he's mates with Winston.
Yeah.
But then someone was like, all the stuff in Winston's room's nibbled. They keep saying he's escaped from his cage and he's in the ventilation.
Yeah.
And he goes through all these things, and he's like, and the newest teaser was like a big ball rolling through.
Exactly. And that's why the new hero is a snake.
He's like, it's a hamster. And everyone's like, there's a load of comments in that Reddit thread being like, bullshit, it's a chimp, like all telling him he's wrong.
Yeah.
And I sent it to our work Slack yesterday being like, imagine if this is true. And then today it just turns up. It fucking is.
It's
a huge walking hamster ball mech with a creepy little hamster inside.
Is it huge? That's the thing. Because I just watched the video. How big is it?
I think it must be huge.
It must be, yeah.
I think it's going to be Hammond is a smart hamster that's big. He's been genetically modified.
He's still quite he's still small, isn't it? If that is hamster size,
but I think
size,
he'll be like a foot and a half.
Okay.
I reckon.
Like a gopher.
Yeah.
Which I know what that is now. So
he
might not even be a hamster. He might just be Hammond the guinea pig.
Radioactive hamster.
It would make sense that he's a hamster.
Just say radioactive and be like, what happened? He grew.
Yeah. I think it's cool. I think it's cool. They're just like, they're fine with throwing something that weird into the game.
Yeah.
Because they've been adding obviously a lot of like human heroes and robots and things. But you forget like
they've been adding a lot of women. Let me tell you that for nothing.
But they had like Winston was one of the first heroes and he's a talking monkey from space.
Yeah.
It's like, get weirder with it.
Well, famously, they had the jetpack cat that they said was too ridiculous to put in.
I know.
And then
monkey that lives on the moon.
Yeah, and then a little while back, Jeff was like, oh, I kind of wish we'd put in jetpack cat, but we might, you know, there might be movement on that front. And now the amount of time they prototype heroes for, Jeff Kaplan's known that they have a fucking hamster coming for 3 to 6 months. Like, holy shit. How fun must it be to be him just walking around
knowing
like,
all the secrets?
Yeah,
I'd be too scared. I'd say something. Someone would be like, so you enjoy an E3? And I'd be like, yeah, it's hamster ball. Yeah. It's the hamster. Like, I'd freak out. I wouldn't be able to keep it
You're not good at keeping secrets?
Not really, no.
I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah, I know you are.
Why'd you say that?
You're like a snake with a beard.
Hang on.
Wait,
am I trustworthy or am I untrustworthy? Because I can keep a secret. So if I keep a secret,
that's a good point, actually.
If I keep a secret, I'm a snake. If I don't keep a secret, also snake.
You're like a secret vampire. Like you suck it out of people against their will.
Hang on, it's good to keep secrets. If someone tells you a secret, you keep that shit.
Yeah. Snake boy.
Yeah, I speak parcel tongue, motherfucker.
I heard that snake has a baby carrot dick.
It plops out of his cloaca.
Keep that secret, motherfucker.
Oh god.
So I
love drinking on the podcast.
Hammond.
We're only halfway through one.
Yeah, I had about 6 at lunch. It was mental.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh Jesus Christ.
But they were little curious IPA ones. They came in
and still 6 beers.
Yeah. I got nothing.
I can't believe we let him host.
Shake the cans up and sink your little snake teeth into them. Suck it all out.
That's not how anything works. So I hope that he doesn't come out with that mech thing.
I don't think he will.
You don't think it's going to be like a D.Va thing where you can chuck it away?
No, I reckon he walks around on it and then his ult will be turning into a ball and rolling into people and knocking them aside.
Do you think he'll be able to climb up walls? I think he can.
No.
They're really sharp legs.
Are they?
Yeah.
I didn't notice how sharp their legs
are. They're quite
spidery,
sharp.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're very spidery. I think he'll be able to climb
up. I think he's already got the roll. I don't think you need to put him up walls as
don't
well.
We think he's already got the roll?
He rolls in. He rolls into the shot.
They might actually have announced all of this by the time this comes out.
It's great, isn't it?
Be really good. Imagine if we're just wrong and it's not him at all.
Listen, if you want, you're on the button. Game shit, you go Game Scoop. If you want wild conjecture that about things we want to talk about before we go to the pub, you come to the IGN UK podcast. And that's what you get.
KSI and Logan Paul, this one as well.
Easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Updates as the weeks progress.
Shall we make the thumb them? And then we'll add them both in and be like, hey, we got the latest on the beef.
That's
our man on the ground. It's like a Photoshop of you at the press conference. Like, it's pretty fucked up.
Golden mash.
Yeah.
You won't believe what IGN's been saying about you. That gets loads of publicity.
It would probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Finally.
I think, you know, when people say, oh, there's no such thing as bad publicity, that is bad publicity, I think. Fake beef.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't exist. Although, unless we did it in a way that we could cause trouble for the US people,
government.
Like, well, when's our next bank holiday? August. I think.
Oh, drop it then.
Yeah, I think
out.
On the Friday, we go. Everyone deletes Slack and email from their phone, so they're uncontactable.
I like where your head's at.
Start some beef, and then we're not until Tuesday. We come back in, we're like, what? We said you could contact us.
I can't believe you've just done that voice and done that head movement, and you deny being a snake.
Essentially, my mind just went up to the ceiling.
He's just an impression of a snake.
I always think we should do that, though. I feel like we should drop mad bombshells and then just be like, deal with that, San Francisco. We out.
Why do you always think that?
I don't know. I think it'd be really funny.
I think over Christmas would be good, because then no one's there to deal with it.
Yeah.
And it has to just resolve itself.
Yeah.
You'd also get the slow burn, because people don't check as much over Christmas. So
yeah, absolutely.
Picked up.
If you ever check IGN Global over Christmas, because quite a few of us on this team know how to change the front page, whereas quite a lot of editorial people don't know how to change the front page because it's not their job. Whereas, so if you go on IGN Global over Christmas, it's all our stuff. Because we're the last ones in. We don't give a fuck.
We've done a carousel takeover and it's just all of us. Like, pictures of us in Santa hats.
Power's top 9 mash houses.
You type in like IGN.com, hit enter. It's like redirecting to Twitter / Rory has powers.
Photoshop. Follow that shit.
Photoshop you nose to nose with KSI. Next big fight announced.
To be fair, we do know that quite a lot of the US team do this. We've just, it's like in the Bond films where they give away their evil plans.
Mm.
Zach, if you're hearing this, you're either with us or you're against us. I and us have just watched the Mandy and Predator trailers.
Oh, yes.
So, Predator trailer, the first one that came out. I love the first Predator film. I think it's incredible. I think even more incredible, you haven't seen it, Powers.
Yeah.
Because you will genuinely fucking love it.
Yeah, I know, it's one of those movies I've been trying. It's just been on my list for forever.
But
I want to watch it with you guys.
Yeah, promise,
now.
Yeah. Promise us now that you will watch it with us. Like, don't just watch it randomly, because I think I do want to watch it with you just to see what you're like with it.
Well, it's like we've also been promising to watch John Wick and 1 and 2.
And
as a double
Fast and the Furious.
We make a lot of plans that don't come together.
But we essentially just go downstairs to the pub and then eat chicken wings and hang out.
I mean, that's a good plan too.
Very good plan.
Let's go do it.
But yeah, the first trailer was pretty shit.
It looked pretty one note.
Yeah.
It didn't look like a Shane Black film either.
No, and that's the thing. Shane Black's back. So he wrote the first one and he's in the first one. And now he's, I guess, written and directed this one as well, I think. So, and it's got quite a lot of good people in it. It's got, what's the guy from Key and Peele?
Keegan-Michael Key.
There you go. It's got him.
Oh, yeah.
That's really good. It's got Boyd Holbrook, who's the baddie in Logan, and the goodie in Narcos.
Is it Thomas Jane's in it as well, from The Expanse?
So. Is Tom Jane in it?
I think he's the one in the new trailer where he's at the back of the bus and he's like all evil.
Oh, not Tom Jane, like Punisher Tom Jane.
No.
Different Tom Jane.
Am I thinking of a different Thomas Jane?
Maybe.
Anyway, lad.
But the first trailer, it didn't really grab me at all. Second trailer, hello, because it's a Red Band. They can do whatever the fuck they want.
I haven't seen the second one. Is it mad?
Dude, it's so good. It's really stupid. It's really funny. It's really dirty. And the Predator fucks some people up.
Well, there's also a super Predator.
There's a super Predator that can
rip off
another Predator's head.
It's twice as big as a normal Predator.
Oh, my God.
And it's just weird, isn't it, how the first trailer can't grab you at all. Then as soon as it's Red Band, they're like, we can do whatever we want. I feel like that's a good sign for the film. Unless we've just seen all the good bits on the film in this Red Band trailer.
No, I totally agree with you. I feel like, yeah, once you're like unrestricted a little bit, then you can show the bits you actually want to.
It is Thomas Jane from The Punisher.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's actually him.
Yeah.
Amazing. That's incredible.
And he's wicked in The Expanse, so it's all good.
I've never seen The Expanse.
It's all right. I'm not rewatching. I'm watching season two at the moment.
Yeah,
it's good shit.
That's awesome. Then I'm even more excited about it now. I think it's gonna be good.
It's a banging cast.
I genuinely think it's gonna be good. I hope it is. I'll be really annoyed if it's not.
Who is Boyd Holbrook again? What's he done?
He was the baddie in Logan.
Oh yeah, that's why. I recognize it. I'm done.
He's
good.
Really good. But yeah, it's strange. Like, I've done a complete flip on it, being like, I'm not interested now. Very interesting.
What's the second one shows way more of the people talking to each other, which is what you actually want from a Shane Black action film.
Well, I think that's a lot of stuff that people like from films like Aliens and stuff like that. Yeah. It's just like fucking bants and shit.
Getting to know the people before they die. Yeah. That's good.
Getting to know and hate the people before they die.
Yeah. That's a pretty good question, actually. I wonder if any of our listeners have watched a trailer that they have not enjoyed at all and then subsequently really enjoyed the second trailer that came out. Because I feel like that's happened to me before.
Very specific question.
What?
Or on a wider level.
On a Tuesday as well. Only on a Tuesday.
On a wider level, bad trailers that were for really good films.
Ooh, yeah.
I can't think of any off the top of my head.
I can think, well, there's another even fucking another level to this, which is snakes. Aren't they great? Trailers where you've watched it that do not represent what the final movie is whatsoever.
I think that's getting better. As in, like, more films failing to give away the story. Like, Avengers Infinity War, Deadpool 2. Like, a load of things recently trailers that are really
good.
Or are
you meaning, like, different genre?
Oh, mate.
Or it's like they have all these shots in them that you're like, this was never in the movie. Mm.
There's a... I don't know if you guys have ever seen it, but there's a movie called... I think it's called Brothers... which has Jake
Brothers.
Is it Jake Gyllenhaal and Tobey Maguire?
Yes.
And maybe Natalie Portman?
It's definitely Natalie Portman as well.
Yeah.
It's based on a Danish film called Brüder, which I learned because...
Maybe it's not Jake Gyllenhaal, but basically... It is Jake Gyllenhaal. Jake Gyllenhaal and Tobey Maguire are best friends who go off to war. One of them dies and comes back. And
was it Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
One of them comes back... and sort of helps the woman, the widow, a little bit, and they get
helps.
A little bit too close.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
And that's the story, essentially. The trailer for it makes it look like it's a home invasion movie by a psycho.
I remember you showing me.
Yeah. And you have to have seen the film to get everything out of this trailer. But the film is this weird drama.
It's a very
sort of
downbeat, like very Scandinavian drama.
Absolutely, yeah. Whereas the trailer for it is like they're having dinner and then like ding ding ding, and you can see just like Tobey Maguire get out of his car. He's like backlit. It's like he's like looking at. It's like Halloween.
It's like The Guest.
Yeah, he's like looking in through the window, and you just see his eyes like.
It flashes up. Home invasion.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
What would you do if someone you thought was dead came back?
And he's your brother.
Yeah. It's fucking amazing.
That's so weird.
But I never saw that trailer until after I saw the film, and I wish that I had seen the trailer before going and being like, oh my God, this has been very misrepresented to me, quite frankly. But the other trailer that we saw just now, well, you sent it to me yesterday, and I saved it for my breakfast this morning, and I watched it twice in a row. There's a film called Mandy.
Yeah.
Which has Nicolas Cage in it. It's this weird horror film, which has won a bunch of awards, I think, at Sundance and independent film festivals. Looks fucked up.
It's by a guy called Pavos Kosmatis.
You know it's going to be fucked up with a name like that for the director.
I don't know. Apparently,
he's not making a nice little film, is he?
I think he's made...
Pavos came to fuck.
He's, he's made some, like... I think he's made a load of sort of indie bits and pieces that, you know, like cool people who like films properly all know about. And then I saw people, like, under that trailer being like... Pavos has gone mainstream, and I love it, which I'm super into. It's like Nicolas Cage, Andrea Riseborough, who are both wicked, and then some creepy-looking guy who I thought was a Culkin. I was sad
look like a Culkin.
I thought he was Macaulay Culkin in the first shot where
that
he's lying down.
Cool.
I was like, oh, mate.
Yeah.
But he still looks good.
There's some nasty-ass shots in that film.
Man. Fuck knows what's going on in there.
Yeah.
Like, it also like takes this like real big turn halfway through where it's like this kind of like suspense, horror, beautifully shot. And then at one point, he's just making this magical axe.
he's made like what looks like a Warhammer axe.
And then it just like it just becomes this montage of him like brutally murdering people with his mythical weapon.
Yeah, the old dude being like, who are you gonna kill with that? And he's like, crazy evil, and then it's just him fucking killing shit. Oh my god,
that's when I got, I was like, yep, I'm in.
See, that's a bit, I was like, oh, this could go a bit too silly. But you're really like, yeah, fuck, this is crazy.
Because I thought it was getting like, I was worried it might have been too pretentious, but then right. It's got like the ridiculous Nicolas Cage side to it as well. So I mean, I'm in.
Talking to trailers where you can't tell what's going to happen in the film, that is definitely one. But there was one bit on the second watch where I noticed like the guy who I thought was Macaulay Culkin going, bring me that woman, you know what you need to do. And then it cuts to this shot of these three fucking creepy looking dudes in a van.
The pin guy with the like pins.
So there's three normal guys, but they look horrible in a van.
Oh yeah.
And I think they must be the guys in the suits. Like I think they dress up. There's one guy who looks like fucking Pinhead, except he's covered in rivets.
It's so creepy.
Like, oh my god, it's incredible.
Also, what is that bedroom she's sleeping in? Some weird, like, little glass conservatory?
Oh, yeah. It's got, like, strange, like...
That's a good point.
It's like a little eco-dome. Is it's there, crazy. Like, she's obviously special in some way.
Is there some implication she's, like, magic? She talks about warlocks and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
and
that's a British lady as well, isn't it?
Yeah, she's the one in Death of Stalin. She's Stalin's daughter.
Yes, and she's also in Black Mirror, the Icelandic one, as well.
Which one
she's
that?
The mad woman who goes on the rampage.
Oh,
in the
yeah!
Icelandic one. Yeah.
That Nicolas Cage has to put her down with the magical axe.
I couldn't see if he was the good... Because it felt like the guy saying, bring me the woman, sounds exactly like Nicolas Cage.
I think that's the...
I think it's going to be like a rescue movie, essentially. Okay. Like she gets taken at some point in the film, and then he has to go on his rampage to get her back.
That horrible shot with Nicolas Cage with all barbed wire around his mouth and he's crying. I'm into it. Let's go.
And then they put peas on his head.
When I was on holiday in Hawaii, have you seen that film with Kurt Russell where his wife gets taken? I think it's called like, oh shit. Oh, I'm going to have to look at
it. What is this? This sounds great.
Check it out.
What is it?
Type in Kurt Russell.
Wife taken.
Wife taken.
All right.
And essentially, like, they go on holidays, they pull over to get some gas. Kurt Russell goes in the shop to get some gas, comes out. Wife's gone, motherfucker.
I love how simple this plot is.
Is it Breakdown?
It is The Breakdown,
oh,
yeah.
Yes.
I thought it was Rundown, I was going to say, but that's the film with the rocket. and it's like this weird thriller where no one believes that his wife's gone, and then you're like, oh, you're led down this weird path where you kind of, is it him? Is it him?
Oh,
has he done it?
That's really cool.
And like, is he crazy?
That sounds good.
It's fucking brilliant. But when we were all there, I kept saying it to Clara because we were driving quite a lot. Like at one point we drove from one side of one island of Hawaii to the other, which is like, we did like a 5.5 hour drive. When we would stop quite a lot just to go swimming and things like that. And every time we would start, I'd be like, don't break down me now because I'm going in the shop. You better be here when I come out. And I kept explaining to her. And then after a while, she was just like, we're actually stopping in quite sketchy places. You need to stop doing the
Hope
breakdown.
Hope no one takes my rich girlfriend. That'd be shit.
She doesn't even know the film. Because like, I'll be honest with you, Kurt Russell couldn't handle it. And he's a bigger man than me.
Okay. After their new Jeep conks out on a desolate stretch of Arizona highway.
You can tell IMDb started in fucking Bristol, can't you?
Conks out. A well-heeled Massachusetts couple accepts the help of a kindly, honest-seeming trucker who drives the wife to a diner while the husband stays behind to protect the vehicle.
Yeah. Oh.
After saying goodbye, the husband gets two surprises. The Jeep starts, and his wife never actually arrived at the diner, and the trucker doesn't recollect having picked her up at all.
That actually sounds really cool.
Sounds wicked,
doesn't it?
Is it good?
It is brilliant.
Oh, wow. I might watch this. That sounds
like
great.
Like every Kurt Russell film is. It's really good, though. If you're planning on going on any kind of road trips, I would highly recommend it because it will shit your significant other up.
Nice.
You know what else shits people up? Little thing I like to call Keyword Countdown.
Keyword Countdown. Time for Keyword Countdown. It's Keyword Countdown. Time for Keyword Countdown. It's Keyword Countdown.
If you don't know what Keyword Countdown is, IMDb categorized their films via a bunch of crazy keywords. What I've done, or... For the first time in weeks, we've had one sent in Luke Gorman. Luke Gorman has taken 5 films, 10 keywords apiece, and a link between them all, which is mental.
As in, the fact that they are linked this way is mental, or he's mental for having thought of this link.
A bit of column A, a bit of column B.
I stand by you, Luke. I'm excited.
But if you want to get in touch and send me a QA countdown, that would be amazing, because I've run out of the stockpile that I had. Just DM me at CameraGav and we can sort that shit out. Luke, here's film number one.
Okay.
One word title. Death.
Jumanji.
Ooh, breakdown. Good.
That's what I was thinking.
That'd be so good if it was, wasn't it? Missing woman.
Breakdown. Breakdown two.
House arrest.
Hostage. Yeah.
Title spoken by character.
Page master.
Someone sent me one that had a page master thing in it. So if you are listening, send it again, because people DM them on Twitter, and if I'm pissed and I read it, I never come back to it. Yeah. It's gone. Yeah,
I love the page master.
We need a better system.
It's your system.
All right, come on, get off his ass.
Page Master's the first movie I ever learned the word cranial in. That's a little fact for you.
Title spoken by character. Watching porn. Those are two different ones.
The X-Files movie.
Slasher.
Halloween. Damn it, they don't watch porn.
Saw.
Serial killer.
Saw 2. Why? Scream.
Breaking and entering. Voyeur.
The hell is this?
Not itchy the crazy killer.
Porn horror.
One word title. Death. Missing woman. House arrest. Title spoken by character.
Psycho.
Watching porn. Slasher. Serial killer. Breaking and entering. Voyeur. The film is Disturbia.
Oh,
it's fucking terrible.
I've never watched Disturbia.
Me neither.
Is that the one with Halle Berry? Or no, is that someone else?
One with Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Gothica.
Gothica's the one with.
That's weird. I knew that's what you're thinking. Funnily, he says another keyword for Disturbia is Twinkies Tower. Would you got that on Twinkies?
No. Neither of us have seen it.
Good.
Small town. This is film number two.
Okay,
film
I was like, there's two. More?
Film small. Number two. Small town.
Close Encounters.
Man with no name.
Harry Potter.
Super 8. Oh, I see.
Voldemort. Not Harry Potter.
He's a very distinct one. Friends who live together.
Pineapple Express.
Homosexual subtext.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
It's close.
Oh.
Gunshot out of hand.
What's that? Luke. Lucky Luke.
Shot through a window.
What's he called? Shot through a window.
Bar shootout.
This is a Western, presumably.
Oh, my God.
Guns for hire.
Magnificent Seven.
Easy.
There you go.
God, it's one of those answers that you were kind of thinking for a couple questions, and then you just say it, and it's like, why the hell didn't I say that? Like,
Also, a little peep behind the curtain for you. The clue that he used was gun for hire. I changed it to guns.
This guy.
There you go.
Because I thought it would be better.
That is good. That was better.
Cowboys and Outlaws, Mexico. And that's 3 points, 2 powers.
Mexico's the last bit.
Yeah.
That's mad.
Shouldn't it be like seven?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seven.
The last clue's supposed to be quite obvious.
I don't make the rules. Luke Gorman makes the rules.
You did make the rules.
Luke Gorman makes these rules. The thing is, it is a weird thing because someone, I can't remember who it is. You have to write in and let me know, because I was in a bar recently and someone came up and was like, oh, I play Q account all the time. I think you should play like this. And I'm so hammered. I don't remember what he said. But I remember just going, that would never work. And he was like, why not? I was like, because it's against the rules. And then he was like, you make the rules. I'm like, oh, yeah. But it wouldn't work because of that reason. Same reason. Get on my face.
Okay.
American president. Film number three.
White House down.
Hostage.
Olympus Has Fallen.
Kingsman 2.
I've never even heard of this film.
Oh, great. Oh,
sorry. Jesus.
Reluctant Hero.
Oh. Is he old?
It's a brilliant clue. Character says we're making the world a better place.
That's well good.
That is
good.
Great. Yeah.
I'm gonna do one all on those.
That's a funny idea.
New York City.
Oh, I don't know.
Rescue Mission.
The fact that you've never heard of it.
Yeah, that
throwing
makes
me
worried.
Rescue Mission.
Doesn't mean you guys never heard of it.
Yeah.
Year 2079.
I'm going to take a punt.
2079?
Demolition Man.
No.
I'm sure you've heard of that.
President's Daughter.
Lockout.
It is! Oh my god!
Yes!
I've never seen it.
God damn it.
It's the one with Guy Pearce in space. Yeah!
God damn it.
Holy shit, yeah, man.
Carrot dick, son of a bitch.
I was trying to think of...
We got some beef now.
I was trying to think of, like, beef. Unsuccessful sci-fi movies.
That's
and that's
amazing.
The first one that popped to mind.
I can't remember, you got that. That's the best thing that's ever happened to Kiwa Canton ever. The other one's Prison Riot, Space Prison. Fantastic. That's amazing.
So it's 3-3?
Still only three fucking Ooh. Points. Yeah,
this is your YouTuber rivalry right here. The Rory Joe fight.
This carrot dick motherfucker got Magnificent Seven. I get luck out. We're on the same points.
I can't catch a break round here. Mother-daughter relationship.
Black Swan.
Creature.
Shape of Water. No.
I don't know what that is. In this film.
You yeah. don't know this film?
I know no, the film.
Oh, I see.
But I don't know
you
what
don't know
creature
what that is.
Oh. Lottery.
Precious.
So I would say get rid of the creature from your
okay,
head.
Okay, think creature.
Suicide attempt.
Girl Interrupted.
Title spoken by character.
I hate that one because I just think of it the whole time.
Dead Child.
It was a pretty grim film.
Mother.
It's good. Most Dangerous Game.
Baseball.
Gladiator.
What is this film?
Gladiator.
300?
Nope. Fictional TV game show.
Oh, Logan's Run?
Nope.
Ah, oh, damn it.
What's the fucking...
Based on young adult novel.
Oh, Hunger Games.
Yes.
Oh, freaking hell. I wasn't going to get that.
Joe's got 1 point for
creature.
That.
Creature.
I know. What's the creature in Hunger Games?
In Hunger Games.
I do not know that film very
There's
well.
Bees in it.
Maybe they let out something in that dome, in the Death Dome.
They must.
I haven't seen
no,
that movie in a long
like,
time.
But maybe creature's like fucking Big Pig or something. I don't know.
Big Pig.
Stanley Tucci's face.
That beautiful beast. Toby Jones's character.
You magnificent beast.
Maybe it's like, isn't there like a scene in it when the guy Peter like paints himself to look like a fucking tree?
He looks like a rock.
Rock yeah. of rock. It's pathetic.
Maybe
it's
someone saw that rock. And they were like, what the hell is that? Yeah.
It's amazing
Beast
as well.
Boy.
He goes, I guess he goes, Katniss, because he's been hurt. Yeah. And it's like this mad thing where the rock is bleeding. She's like,
stupid.
It's set up really early on where someone's like, oh shit, Peter, you're so good at baking.
Decorating
and
cakes.
It's yeah. an amazing bit where everyone's like, everyone's practicing archery and fucking swords and shit, and he's painted his arm to look like a tree, and everyone's like, this guy is dying first. He fucking laughs all the way, man.
I would love it if you heard like goodness and looked down and it was like just whipped cream and a cherry. Yeah. Like it's just a cream.
Yeah. There are loads of creatures.
Like what?
Really? That guy.
What the fuck is that? Wolf mutts?
What
oh,
the hell?
Do they come and kill everyone?
I guess. They a live wolf? In huge hives high above the trees.
What? That's bullshit.
Jesus, I don't remember that at all.
Okay, anyway, film number five, then we can stop. Black comedy. Cult film.
Nice Guys.
Blues Brothers.
Abandoned Building.
Oh, good guess.
Abandoned Building. Black comedy.
Two-word title.
Reservoir Dogs.
Yes!
Hey!
Hey!
Guys. And the beef is on!
7 points, Powers.
That is big. Ooh.
Which means Powers wow. ends on 10 points. Joe, you end on 4.
Absolutely stumped.
Who's the carrot dick now?
That was a fucking stormer, lad.
Prison Riot is wicked.
Thank you.
Non-linear timeline, neo-noir, directorial debut, torture, dancing man, color in names.
Nice.
Do you know what the theme is?
No.
Reservoir Dogs, Hunger Games.
Disturbia, Magnificent Seven, Lockout, Hunger Games, Reservoir Dogs.
I've got no clue.
Jesus Christ, this is hard. I'll be very, very impressed. If anybody has got that right now, and don't be a dick and like lie, because what's the point? Like, let us know on Twitter at Rory Has Powers, at 2+2 is Joe, at Cameron Gaff. Let us know if you get this. The link is they're all movies that stole/borrowed heavily from earlier films.
Oh,
so Disturbia stole from Rear Window.
Yeah. That's actually really good.
It is really good. Seven borrowed from Akira Kurosawa's Seven Samurai.
Fuck.
Lockout stole from Escape from New York. Hunger Games borrowed from Battle Royale and Spartacus. Reservoir Dogs borrowed from Ringo Lam's City on Fire.
I haven't heard of that one.
That's fantastic.
That fair play, Luke. Good. That was actually a really good
one. Because it's kind of like Disturbia I knew was Rear Window.
Yeah.
And Hunger Games is obvious. Mm. Like, that's not... And Seven Samurai's a famous one.
It's we should have thought about them individually and like what identifies them. Yeah, that's very good.
Well, then, Luke, thank you very much. If you want to send me a keyword countdown, you can. At Cameron Gav, DM me. They're all open.
But not during the evenings, because he will be in a pub.
Yes.
And you will miss
that's
him.
That's true, actually.
So, daytimes.
Speaking of, no feedback this week.
No feedback. You can get in touch with us. IGN_UKfeedback@IGN.com. Until next week. We'll see you next week.
the snake's coming out. Snakey little fuck.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.